May, a hiker in Colorado was attacked by a black bear. She lived to tell the tale. But what about the bear? Did wildlife managers track it down and figure out why it was attacking humans? As Maggie Mullen reports, that's where one very unique forensics lab in our region enters the story.
For a lot of people, when they hear about forensic science, they may think about this. The CSI television franchise is set in places like Miami, New York, and Las Vegas. But in fact, one of the most advanced forensic laboratories in the country is right here in the Mountain West.
We do the wildlife attack cases, and then we do...
That's Kim Frazier, the director of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's forensic lab. And that buzzing you can sort of hear, that's because Frazier and I are standing in front of three heavy-duty walk-in freezers.
We have a lot of evidence that we keep here, so we have a lot of refrigerator space.
That evidence includes blood and hair samples from all kinds of animals, from pronghorn to mountain lion and bighorn sheep to grizzly bear. Last May, a DNA sample from a black bear showed up from Aspen. It was evidence from a wildlife attack on hiker Janet Jansen.
We'd love to hike. That's the thing we'd love to do.
Jansen's from Pasco in Washington, but she was in Aspen on summer vacation. She and her husband were hiking Hunter's Creek Trail. It's only about a mile from downtown. Jansen says it was early in the morning on a really beautiful day. They'd been following a stream next to the trail for about 10 minutes.
And then all of a sudden a bear came walking down the trail towards us.
Jansen says they knew not to run. Instead, she says they wanted to give the bear a wide berth, so they slowly started backing up. They backed all the way up to the edge of the stream.
Then he started to pass us, just kept going down the path. And then, you know, when he was right by us, he just kind of randomly pushed me over with his head and bit my leg.
Jansen says at that moment, she yelled at the bear.
No, go away, really loud.
And it did. Jansen says she was bleeding pretty heavily, so she laid down in order to elevate her leg while her husband soaked her fleece jacket in the stream to use as a cold compress. Eventually, she and her husband made it back to the trailhead and took a taxi to the hospital.
They didn't want to give stitches because it was puncture wounds. The two back teeth had pretty deep puncture wounds.
Instead, they rinsed the wound with saline and gave her an antibiotic IV. But before that, DNA from Jansen's wound was collected. Matt Yamashita is with the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He says these cases are treated just like law enforcement would with any other crime.
The difference here is that, you know, our suspect is going to be something that we, you know, obviously we're not able to go out and interview the suspect.
Along with collecting a DNA sample, Yamashita says they canvassed the area, interviewing other hikers and residents to help identify the right bear to be euthanized. But it was video of the bear taken by a resident earlier that week that was the linchpin.
In going through and analyzing the video, we were able to confirm that it was a bear that matched the same general size description, behavioral patterns, even the location. You know, it was coming back within a couple hundred yards of the location of the attack.
After they got a hold of the bear and tranquilized it, they were able to match its teeth measurements to the bite marks on Janet Jansen's leg. But Yamashita says ultimately it was the DNA match that allowed his agency to confirm it was the same bear.
This particular incident, this was a great example of being able to utilize some of these extensive forensic tools like DNA testing in order to help us get 100% clarity on what was happening.
Yamashita says the agency was also able to identify the contents of the bear's stomach. Was full of birdseed, which points to a growing problem across Colorado and the region, conflicts between bears and humans.
The primary issue is humans providing, whether intentionally or accidentally, providing some sort of an artificial food source.
The increasing number of human-animal conflicts are keeping Kim Frazier at the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's forensics lab busy. So is working on the Mountain West CSI unit as exciting as the TV versions in Miami and Las Vegas?
Yeah, you know, it can be both. It can be exciting when we get new cases in or if we try to bring new testing online, that's exciting. Sometimes, though, it can be the same thing over and over again every day. So yeah, it's really not as glamorous as it sounds.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.